Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, for he has given Jesus Christ. Man by the name of Don Moen wrote that song. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done. Well, today is the day of thanksgiving. But in the life of a believer, it's a time of thanks living. You know, gratitude is the seed for mourning. There's a difference between gratefulness and thankfulness, and I won't get into that. But I just felt led to come on here and tell you how thankful we should be. As a matter of fact, do me a favor, right where you are, get your phone. Right where you are, get out your phone or get a piece of paper. And can you, for the next 60 seconds, type or write down about 5 things you are thankful for? I mean, and think about it. Just on yesterday, we fed several hundreds of people here in Jacksonville, Florida, at the KCC church. And you know what? People were grateful. One lady didn't know how she was going to feed her grandchildren. The things that we take for granted. Some of you are going to have so much food today, so much food that you'll probably throw some of it away. But I want you to know that the food you throw away, somebody wished they had. The drink you don't finish, somebody wished they had. Amen. Have you ever thanked God? Have you ever thanked God for the ability to be upset, or the ability to be happy, or the ability to know who he is? So just take a minute. Come on, take 60 seconds and write down 5 things that you are thankful for. 6 things. You got 60 seconds. Whatever you can think of, I want you to write it down. Just write it down. Glory to God. Just think on it for just a moment. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for joy. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for rescuing me. Thank you for not leaving me where I was. Thank you that I can see. Thank you that I can hear. Thank you that I can breathe. Thank you that I can talk. Thank him for that. You know, Colossians 2 and 6 said, as ye therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with what? Thanksgiving. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. One more time. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. It's so profound. You know, the Bible tells us that you should be thankful. And I want you to understand that true thankfulness comes from knowing who Jesus is. You know, when we're faithful to God and choose to obey his command, then we will really experience the true thankfulness of God. So I just want to say this to everybody. I want to say this to everybody on this Thanksgiving Day, that you should really make it your business to stop complaining. That's all I felt led to come on here this morning and say, I don't want to hold you long because you're going to enjoy your family today. Praise God. You're going to enjoy time with your family. But I want you to understand, someone that don't have a mama still here. Someone doesn't have a father still here. Someone lost their child. I mean, my God, look at the news. So much is going on. There in Chesapeake, Virginia, 6 people killed the day before Thanksgiving. And because of this, somebody's going to look over the table and the sister that they have been planning to have Thanksgiving with won't be there. The brother that they had planned on having Thanksgiving with won't be there. So many things we take for granted. But because of Jesus, you're still here today. Because of Jesus, he said, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, what did he say? I'm going to pass over you. My God, I'm just so grateful. And so grateful that I don't want to complain. You know, you should punish yourself every time you complain. I mean, I have nothing to be upset about, nothing to be angry about, because it could be worse. Told that to somebody last night, upset about a situation concerning a home. I said, do you know somebody's never had an opportunity to think about buying a home? Amen. They're mad because things are not turning out the way they want it to turn out. No. Rejoice in the Lord, Philippians 4 says. And again I say, do what? Rejoice. You know, it can be a lot of fanfare and get on here and scream and holler at you, but I want you to take a minute and think about the goodness of Jesus. Think about his favor. Think about you have hair on your head. Amen. Think about you can brush your teeth. You can comb your hair. You can swallow. You can cry. Amen. Think about you have so much food, some of us today, that we'll be able to say, I don't want that. Somebody's eating scraps today. Somebody got to eat whatever's presented to them. But you have everything that you need. Lord, thank you. Thank you for my church. I know you take that for granted, but thank God for my pastor. Thank God for my church. Thank God for the teaching that I get, because teaching changes your life. Thank God for the mature word that I receive in the Spirit. Thank God for bringing me to whatever the name of your church is that's here on this line. Amen. So many people don't get it. Thank God that I'm part of the remnant. You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but God told me what this next year is going to be. And I'm excited about it already. I already have my theme scripture. Glory to God for what this next year is going to be. God told it to me. He sele ma sikandalo ko salamandele ki talabakashai. I'm excited because, you know, God said that this is the year of the crossroad. But he's given us the opportunity to make a decision so that we don't stay in the same cycle. But my God, what he said about this coming year is absolutely amazing. So I just want to come on here and give you an opportunity to thank him. Just wanted to give you some Selah moments. An opportunity to just say, you know what? No complaining. No, none of that. No complaining. Not going to do that. I'm not going to do that at all, because you know what? It could be worse. And every time you get a tendency to want to complain, just say, you know what? It could be worse. You know, Psalm 118 is one of my favorite scriptures. You know, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and because his mercy endureth forever. You know, let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. That's the church. But then it says the house of Aaron, the preachers, say that his mercy endureth forever. Let everybody say his mercy endureth forever. I called on the Lord in my distress. The Lord heard me and set me in a large place. You understand? I mean, I want you to understand that because you're thankful, you add life to your life. You know, it's in Psalm 118 that says, I shall not die. Amen. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. It's in Psalm 118 where he said, I beseech thee, O Lord, send prosperity. It's Psalm 118 that said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. You understand? It's all in Psalm 118. All of those are the benefits, prosperity, life, health, strength, all because of thankfulness. Are you thankful enough? Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my future. Thank you for my present. I even thank you for my past. Thank you for the journey you got me on. I'm not ungrateful. I'm just thankful. So I felt led to challenge you to give him thanks today. Honor him today. Appreciate him today. Not going to hold you long at all. Matter of fact, I think my time is about up. But I just wanted to come on here and tell you, whatever you do, keep an attitude of thanksgiving. Anytime somebody does something for you, say thank you. Anything anybody does, say thank you. Don't take it for granted. You know, so many people are losing it. So many people are snappy. So many people think they're hearing God and they're not hearing God. So many people are making decisions that have the potential to destroy their lives and all of the above. But thank you. Thank you for the anointing. Ola mandele de kobasa. Thank you for knowing his voice. Thank you that I have a revelation of the word of God. I always tell God that. Thank you for opening the word to me. So many people read it and don't get it. But thank you for opening up to me. Thank you for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me. I'm grateful that I have a relationship with him. Amen. So I wanted to come on in and communicate that to you. Father God, you seem calm. I am calm. I'm calm and thankful. I'm grateful. Don't want you to be emotional. I just wanted you to sit here and think on the goodness of the Lord. Let me challenge you today, all of you that will. There are hundreds of you on this call right now. And, you know, we just talked about Psalm 118, oh, give thanks. Let's sow an $18 seed. Can we do that this morning? Can we sow an $18 seed this morning? You know, Lord, we gave money to Walmart and money to who that? Walgreens and money to Compare Foods and money to all these stores, all these places. Can we give money to the Lord? Can we sow? Can we sow? Can we sow this morning? I want to challenge. I want to challenge everyone that can. Let's sow a seed of $18. You know, the Cash App is $PBCJR. Let's sow that seed of $18. A seed of thankfulness. And of course, it's weekend. My God, I'll be ministering under the anointing in the middle of a great series on sonship and what God has called us to be, and we don't want to miss it. And I want to challenge you to sow that seed of $18. That's right, $PBCJR. And, you know, I believe there's five of you. That say, you know what, I want all the Psalm 118s. I'm going to give $118. Amen. I know that's right. So that's you. You can give a seed of $118. But everybody, let's sow that $18 seed. Everybody on this call that has $18 to your name. Let's sow that seed, $PBCJR. Amen. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. Mail it in. Give it when I see you. But let's sow that seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Moli di ambala de klein zalahatai. Inono moko zanzili biete levekesha. Amen. Thank him. Thank him for his goodness, for his mercy, for his abundant grace and favor that rests upon your life. Thank him that you're not stuck. You know, some people are where they are because they're not taught. But thank God that you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. So many people hear the word and they're not convicted. But thank God that you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Thank God. Oh, my shandiosa. I mean, don't take that for granted. There's so much we take for granted. But thank God that I hear the word and I change and I make the adjustment because I know who he is. Well, you are blessed today. Enjoy your family. I want you to make sure you eat good now. Amen. I already tasted me some pig ears. Y'all don't know nothing about that. But I've already had me some pig ears. Bless the Lord. Had me some dressing, seafood dressing, string beans. Glory to God. I was on yesterday. But I want to just challenge you to have a good time. Enjoy your family. Enjoy wherever you are. I really mean that. Thank God. Amen. You may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. You've not arrived, but you left. It could be worse. You hear me? So just take a minute and think on that. And be grateful. Enjoy your time together with whoever you're spending it with. And if you want to complain and say, well, I don't have nobody to spend Thanksgiving with, spend time with the man who gave you the opportunity to live. I'm talking about God. A lady named Sister Juanetta used to always say to me, when we was young, her kids used to say, I'm bored. She said, how can you be bored when Jesus is in the house? Well, that's what I want to say. Can't have a bad day when you know him. So many people don't know him. So have a good time today. So you see, I love you so much. $PBCJR. Let's just sow that seed and let's honor the Lord and be thankful. No complaining. Amen. No complaining. Amen. I said no complaining. Oh, manana mashandiriosa. I said no complaining. None. Only a heart of gratefulness. You're blessed. I love you so much. I'll see you in church this weekend as we thank the Lord for his faithfulness and his goodness toward the sons of men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Okay? You woke up this morning. Guess what hit you? New mercy. And for that, we are grateful. You are blessed. See you this weekend. Enjoy your families. Enjoy his presence. And enjoy the life and the blood running warm in your veins. You are blessed. More grace.